Borobudur. There are two facts about Borobudur that most travel guides skip because they're both, in different ways, slightly unbelievable. The first is that the temple you're about to climb, the largest Buddhist monument in the world, was lost. Properly lost. As in, nobody who lived in Java in 1700 had any idea it was there. It had been swallowed by jungle, half buried under volcanic ash from Mount Merapi, and nobody bothered to tell the next generation. For roughly 400 years, 2.5 million stones the size of a small house just disappeared from cultural memory. The second is that the people who built it left no instructions, no founding documents, no royal proclamations carved at the base, no helpful plaque saying, Sailendra Dynasty, 825 AD, here's the architect's name. Everything we know about who built it and why has been pieced together from comparative archaeology, palm leaf scriptures from other islands, and a lot of educated guessing. Borobudur is mute, beautifully, monumentally, deliberately mute. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes of background before you climb, not the polished tour guide version, the actually interesting bits. So, built around 800 AD, give or take, probably commissioned by King Samaratunga of the Sailendra dynasty, although his name only shows up on inscriptions found elsewhere on the island. Construction took roughly 75 years. Then, within a century of completion, Java had two major volcanic eruptions. The Sailendra dynasty fell. The center of Javanese power shifted east, and Borobudur stopped being maintained. By 1000 AD, the jungle had it. Then, 1814. Stamford Raffles, yes, that Raffles, the same one who founded Singapore 5 years later, was the British Lieutenant Governor of Java for a brief period during the Napoleonic Wars. He heard rumours of a great hill of stones buried in the centre of the island. He sent a Dutch engineer, Herman Cornelius, with 200 men and machetes. They cut through the jungle for 45 days. And then there it was, a black volcanic stone pyramid of the most intricate carvings any of them had ever seen, slowly being eaten by trees. Now, the thing to understand about Borobudur is that it isn't a temple in the way Western minds picture temples. There's no inside, no congregation hall, no altar room. It's a journey, built for pilgrims to walk. You climb 6 rectangular terraces around the base, then 3 circular ones above that. Then you reach the central stupa at the very top. Each terrace has carved relief panels, over 2,500 of them in total, telling stories from the life of the Buddha and the karmic consequences of human action. If you walk all of them, in order, the story is complete. You've performed an entire spiritual education with your feet. That's why the climb feels different from other monument visits. You're not visiting Borobudur, you're using it. And it was built in 800 AD, knowing that you would. 3 things that come up most often during the climb. 1. The 72 stupas on the upper terraces. Each contains a meditating Buddha statue inside. Reach in through one of the openings. It's allowed. People do it. The staff are fine with it. And touch the foot of a Buddha for luck. Centuries of pilgrim hands have polished those stone feet smooth. You can feel where they've been touched a million times. 2. The unfinished Buddha. There's one stupa, near the top, where the gridwork has crumbled enough that you can see the Buddha inside. He's missing his left hand. Some people think he was deliberately left unfinished as a symbol. That perfection is a moving target. Others think the carver simply died. Both possibilities are equally true to Borobudur's character. 3. The sunrise. If you have a sunrise ticket, you'll be on the upper terraces in pitch dark, then watching that volcanic plain turn from grey to blue to violet to gold. The mist sits in the valleys. The stupas catch the light first. Mount Merapi smokes in the distance. Yes, the same volcano that buried the place. It's still there, active. A reminder that whatever you build, the Earth gets to keep eventually. One last thing. UNESCO restored Borobudur between 1973 and 1983. They took every stone off, photographed it, drained the hill of waterlogged volcanic ash, replaced the drainage, and put every stone back. 1 million stones. Stamford Raffles started the rediscovery. UNESCO finished the job. The temple you're about to walk through is the second life of a thing that nearly disappeared. It's the largest Buddhist monument in the world. It was lost, it was found, it tells a story by being walked. Enjoy your climb.